Funding for Best North Shore is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Fund. Probably because Andrew Slade is such a cultural kind of guy. Good morning there, Sunshine.
I thought you were going to say I was sort of a legacy kind of guy.
Well, that too. That too. You've been on the air here on Northland Morning since the beginning.
Since I was a young man.
Since we were both much younger people. And someday we'll retire together.
That's right.
And then you and Sally and I will all sit on a porch someplace and rock.
Talk about our legacy.
And watch the poodles. It'll be fun. So you're not going to rain on my parade about some... this is what, the summer that wasn't? And now you're telling me it's over?
It's not over yet, but there's signs. It's like the Magic 8-Ball. Signs point to... Yes or
That's
no.
That's my skeptical face. Yes. All right. So what are the signs telling us?
Well, you know, it is sort of mid-August, just based on the calendar alone, that is generally a sign that summer has progressed.
Time is marching on.
And if you start to look at like the big astrological something or another, not astrological, but like, yes, this is going to happen. But there's three things in particular that I've noticed that tell me, okay, summer's sort of, we are in August, okay?
All right.
And the first one is a flower called the fireweed. Are you familiar with the fireweed?
No, but a friend of mine posted a picture of it who lives up around Lutzen and posted a picture of it on Facebook and said, oh, I'm back up here for my favorite time of the year. Look at the fireweed.
Yes.
And it was beautiful.
Yep. And so the fireweed is this, it's really tall. It's like almost 6-7 feet tall sometimes. This panicle or this spike of red flowers. You often see it along the roadsides or in like gravel pits. Places like that. It's the name is fireweed, so you think it would be like a weed, like a bad thing that came from somewhere else, but it's actually a native plant. And it blooms sort of at the peak of summer. And it's got this interesting sort of tick, tick, tick element to it if you really like want to be stressed out, Lisa, by the end of summer.
Right.
Because this spike is like a foot long or more, a foot and a half sometimes. And the flowers start blooming at the bottom of it.
And then the bloom kind of
an inch or two a day or something. These things are ticking up.
And when the flower hits have to close the cabin and go home.
No, not quite that bad. But so it's, so as soon as this one starts blooming along the roadsides or whatever, it's like, you know, it's time to start taking stock. What's left to do here? So,
You're really trying to wreck my day, aren't you? All right, never mind.
Hey, the state fair hasn't even started yet.
Very true.
Yep. So there's still plenty to do. The blueberries apparently are still plentiful out there right now, I've heard. So another one of these things that triggers sort of, boy, summer's sort of rolling up here, are the nighthawks.
Right.
Just sort of like the fireweed isn't really a weed. Nighthawks aren't really hawks at all.
No.
They're a goat sucker, I think.
Laura Erickson is just mad about nighthawks.
Okay.
She sent Dave Barry a tapeworm from a nighthawk. And he talked about it, mentioned, as a matter of fact, I believe he mentioned it in a recommendation for one of her books.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really interesting is that they have these huge, huge mouths, apparently.
Yes.
But they have absolutely no biting pressure
with these mouths. They just fly through the air at dusk and at night and sort of suck up whatever. They eat nocturnal flying insects. Like mosquitoes. And so here's what's happening. If you've noticed, well, it's been a weird summer, but there's not so many mosquitoes out at night anymore. When you're out at dusk at the soccer field or down at a picnic or whatever, those flying insects that... the nighthawks have been eating aren't there as much, so the nighthawks are saying, oh gee,
we're starving.
So they'd be one of the first birds whose seasonal food is going away, so they need
and they get a lot of mayflies too, if I'm remembering.
That could be it.
And there's been such a decrease because of pesticides use in mayflies.
Yep. So often it'll be like, I think I like mentioned like a soccer practice with your kids or whatever, you'll be out in the field and just as dusk starts to come, you'll see these flocks of 15 or 20 sort of, they're not big, but birds, medium sized birds flying around and making this beep sound as they go by.
Right. They're not bats.
Yeah. They're not bats.
They're birds.
Nope.
All right. So fireweed nighthawks.
Yep. And the last one, and this is a great thing, especially when we talk about a heat advisory like now.
Right.
August is a lower precipitation month. And so our North Shore streams, which are flashy, which means that as the rain comes, the water level goes up, and as the rain stops, the water level goes down. They are pretty low right now. They're actually about average for August, which means a low and the water is warm-ish. So if you have a free day and are looking for a place to get out of the heat, head for some North Shore streams with some water sandals or sturdy boots and a good walking stick you can pick up along the shore, and walk your way right up the middle of that river. Splashing from pond to pond. These North Shore rivers are often in the shade already. You're splashing in the cool water. It's fun. If you slip and fall,
Oh, gosh, now I'm all wet.
Now you're all wet.
Cold.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, this is kind of a little bit of a family secret here, but I'm going to tell you what my personal favorite forever has been, is the Caribou River past Silver Bay, past Little Murray, almost to Cook County. The Caribou River, there's a great parking lot right off Highway 61, and there's it's a Spear Hiking Trail trailhead. But just hop right out of your car and walk into the river.
talk about skiing on frozen rivers, and you talk about hiking on frozen rivers in the wintertime, and what a great idea with a low water level, like you say. And we haven't had a lot of rain, so you're not likely to get swept off your feet.
Right. Pay attention to the forecast, but we don't get flash floods here in the way that they do in like the desert Southwest. But the Caribou River is great. It's about, I want to say, half, two-thirds of a mile up this river, and then at the end you reach this beautiful waterfall. It's this incredible sort of canyon. You're surrounded on almost all sides by rock and waterfalls streaming down over the edge, and you can hang out there. And then if you don't want to go back on the stream, you can actually hike up some steps and walk back down on the Spear Hiking Trail back to the trailhead. So,
or you could just turn right around and
splash away back. Yep.
Right on down.
So hot day, head for a stream. You know, some people here in Duluth might head for like Amity Creek up in Lester Park is another sort of flat, fairly easy walk up there. So,
okay, I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I kind of like
it. Stay
cool. We have a heat advisory. We should shut everything down, like they do in the wintertime when there's a wind chill advisory and it's like 30 below. The time has come to just shut everything down. I'm liking it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty impressed. Thanks, Andrew.
Yep. So Nighthawks, fireweed, stream walking. It's middle end of summer. Get going.
Andrew Slade is the author of Hiking the North Shore and Camping the North Shore, both from There and Back books. He'd like to remind listeners that the best things in life aren't things.